Petra glanced at her watch. 4:15 p.m. Her lips tightened as she held in the curse she so desperately wanted to mutter. The Cathay Pacific flight to New York was only 15 minutes from boarding, and there was still no sign of Koya. If it had been Mikhail who had not yet arrived, she wouldn't have been so worried. But it wasn't Mikhail. He'd already been sitting in the waiting area when she walked up. No, of course it was Koya. She had known from the beginning that he was too young, too inexperienced to take with them. But what choice did she have? Maybe an officer at passport control had scrutinized his documents. They were expertly done, but fake, so there was always a chance something had been missed. Maybe Koya had begun to sweat and look nervous. Maybe Hong Kong security had him in a back room right that very moment, questioning him about his identity and trying to find out whom he might be traveling with. Maybe the police were even now heading toward the gate where Petra and Mikhail waited, intending to take them into custody. Petra looked down the concourse toward the main part of the terminal. But there were no uniformed men marching in her direction, only other passengers toting carry-ons and wasting time until their flights departed. There was also no Koya. She glanced over at Mikhail 2 rows away. Though she couldn't see his face, she knew he had to be as tense as she was. Their operation could afford 0 complications, especially after having experienced another setback, this time right there in Hong Kong, the former British colony where it had all begun so long ago. Another possibility hit her. What if Koya hadn't even arrived at the airport yet? They had each traveled separately. Mikhail had taken the airport express train, while Koya and Petra had each hailed taxis. What if Koya's cab had broken down? What if the driver had misunderstood Koya's destination? Doubtful, she knew. Airport was airport. Even with Koya's limited English, he should have been able to communicate where he needed to go. "Ladies and gentlemen," a voice blared over the public address system. "At this time, we will begin pre-boarding Cathay Pacific Flight 840 to New York's John F. Kennedy Airport. Passengers traveling with small children or those who need additional assistance may board the aircraft now. Once we are done pre-boarding, we will start boarding all our first class and business class passengers, Marco Polo Club members, and..." Petra pushed herself up, unable to sit still any longer. Where was he? Her hand slipped into her shoulder bag as she scanned the terminal, her fingertips quickly searching through its contents. They found what they were looking for. Touching it made her relax, if only just a little. At the far end of the terminal, dozens of people wearing identical blue sweatshirts moved almost as one toward a gate. Elsewhere, individuals and couples, some using the automated sidewalks, some walking beside them, moved between shops and waiting areas and restrooms. But none of them was Koya. "Excuse me," a voice said into her ear. "Did you drop this?" Petra turned quickly, surprised to find Mikhail standing right behind her, holding a pen out. She hadn't even heard him walk up. "What are you doing?" he whispered through his smile. "You shouldn't be talking to me," she whispered back. They were each supposed to be solo travelers with no knowledge of the others. It was another safety precaution, one they had used since they started on the mission. In a louder voice, she said, "Yes, I did. Thank you." As he handed her the pen, he said, "You need to get control of yourself." She glanced at him. "What are you talking about?" He held her eyes for a moment, then looked down. As she followed his gaze, her breath suddenly caught in her throat. In her other hand was the photograph. She had actually pulled it out of her purse and was holding it in front of her. Anyone who glanced at it probably wouldn't have given it a second thought. But to have it out in the open was tempting fate. This was their map, the only reason they were in Hong Kong, and the only reason they were heading to the east coast of the United States. If someone was tailing them and figured out what the photograph was, all could be lost.